Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday. Talk Story Tuesday and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report are brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks to Ron John's response report for this epic weekend that just passed by, and surf is up right now on Monday. Congratulations to Kelly. Saturday was a show and a half, and we knew he could do it, so glad he did it. All right, that's enough, Kelly. All right, surf's up. Waist to chest with bigger groundswell sets, 10-second period northeast swell. Low pressure off the coast of Jacksonville formed up, and it's going to pull away after Tuesday. We're going to stay with some north winds. Today we have a northwest wind at 5 to 10, and it's going to come on shore later on the day. We got a foggy conditions out there, hard to see a little bit, but there's definitely groundswell out there from the northeast. Now, it looks like Tuesday, swell hangs around. It's a lingering swell. It's not going to just drop off. It's going to be a lot to do with the tides after tomorrow on Tuesday. But the winds are going to shift on Tuesday and Wednesday to north, to north-northeast, that side shore, onshore a little bit, 10 to 15 plus. And it's going to make the cleaner wave party kind of die out a little bit. Going to have to go on the south sides of the pier for protected surf. Look at the monster hole possible too. Never know if the swell is going to come in. And guys down South Florida, today and Tuesday, look out for a swell. Could be filling in down that way. The swell, the models show it, and it's possible. And that might not be 6-8 feet like on big Miami swell, but it could be rideable surf down there. So if I were you guys, I'd be over there watching to see what happens, because it's showing today is a bigger day with the period coming down all the way down to South Florida, and Tuesday being leftover. So that's what's going on. Panhandle quiet over there, a lot of north wind, nothing coming in on shore over there, no swells. And on the west coast, pretty quiet also there, not much going on. So east coast is the best spot to be right here in central Florida, and maybe even south Florida a little bit. And it also looks like it's a little bigger in New Smyrna and Jackson up there, because that low pressure is feeding a little bit more of a swell. So this is the other swell we're getting, not this low off here. So anyway, that's what's going on. We'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday, see if it all happens. But there's definitely surf's up. Fog's going to burn off, and the wind's supposed to stay semi-clean most of the day, and then it's going to shift onshore, and then it's going to be north winds all week long, it looks like. So we're still in the middle of the wintertime. All right, you guys, take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.